Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're all about getting to the heart of things quickly, right? Well, today, we're diving into a message from Carmel by the Sea's mayor, Dale Byrne.
And this goes beyond just like local stuff. It really gets into, you know, how communities work, how they can work well together anywhere, really.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to really try to break down what Mayor Byrne is saying about empathy, respect, and how to actually make progress together in Carmel.
It's interesting right off the bat, you see that emphasis on empathy, right? It's like the foundation for good government, for solving problems as a community.
Absolutely, yeah. And the mayor even kind of hints that there have been some recent situations where maybe that understanding between different sides, you know, residents, businesses, the city, maybe that's been a little strained.
Yeah, there's definitely that sense of like a call for a reset almost.
Exactly. And it's specific too. The mayor mentions concerns about policy changes, you know, how rules are being enforced, even some interactions with city staff.
It's like there's this undercurrent of like needing more consideration for each other's perspectives.
Right, right. And what I thought was really important was how the mayor immediately says, look, the council and staff are engaged. We're working on this. But also there's this request for everyone to kind of assume good intentions, you know, to start from a place of believing that everyone wants what's best for Carmel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially in a place like Carmel. I mean, it's such a close-knit community.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, that close-knit feeling, it's wonderful, but it can also make those disagreements feel, well, more intense.
Definitely. And it makes that foundation of goodwill even more crucial, right? It's not just about policies. It's about the relationships between people.
Okay, so let's talk about the idea of public service for a second. The mayor brings up a point about how demanding it is to be mayor or on the council.
Yeah, and mostly volunteer work too, right? It's a huge commitment.
Exactly. It's not about personal gain. It's about a genuine love for Carmel and a sense of duty. It really makes you think about the dedication of those individuals.
Absolutely. And I think that's key to understanding their perspective too. You know, they're giving their time and energy because they care deeply about their community.
Okay, so let's talk about progress for a moment. The mayor highlights some early wins, even though this is a relatively new council.
Yeah, the library remodel is a big one.
Yeah, potentially $15 million for the Harrison Memorial Library. And no cost to the city. That's huge.
Talk about a win-win.
It really shows what can happen when public servants, staff, and community groups all work together, you know?
Definitely. It's like proof that collaboration actually works. It's not just a feel-good concept.
So how about decision-making? How does this council approach things?
Well, the mayor makes it clear they are committed to fairness.
Right. Thoughtful consideration.
Yeah.
Making decisions based on facts.
Yeah. And their process involves really listening. Listening to residents, listening to staff, listening to business owners.
It sounds very deliberate.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. They value common sense and open discussion, but they also want to avoid those unnecessary delays, you know? They seem like they want to get things done.
And that brings us back to the idea of partnership between the city and the public.
Yeah, the mayor stresses that the absolute best results happen when there's mutual respect, when people try to understand each other's viewpoints.
It's not just about the council listening to the residents, though, right?
Right. It goes both ways.
It's about residents taking a moment before reacting with frustration.
Yeah, and coming to the table with solutions, with a constructive attitude, and maybe even thinking about why things are the way they are, why a policy exists, before trying to change it.
It's a really good point. Understanding the why can help so much.
And getting involved early, it can actually shape those decisions before they're even made.
I like how the mayor also acknowledges the perspective of business owners who have to navigate all the city rules.
Yeah, and the city staff, too, who have to work within those established systems, right? And it's the council's job to look at those systems and decide if they need updating.
It's not just on the public to be understanding.
Exactly.
And the mayor even says that some policies might be confusing, and those in government have a responsibility to listen and to lead with empathy.
Yeah, owning that responsibility for clear communication is huge. It shows that they're willing to adapt.
Okay, so shared goals and responsibility. The mayor's message here seems to be, hey, we don't have to agree on everything.
Exactly.
But we should believe that everyone wants what's best for Carmel, right?
Yeah, find that common ground.
So what are those shared goals?
Well, the mayor lists preserving that unique village charm, making Carmel safer, supporting local businesses, and just improving everyone's quality of life.
It's like the classic mom and apple pie stuff.
Exactly. Hard to argue with those.
And to show that they're serious, the mayor mentions that they're working on modernizing infrastructure and streamlining permitting.
Yeah, so they're taking concrete steps to address those shared goals.
And what I thought was really refreshing was the mayor's honesty about the need for improvement. Like, some policies might be outdated, customer service could be better.
Yeah, that kind of transparency is rare. It builds trust, you know.
And it shows that they're taking feedback seriously, especially with that promise to talk more about customer service in the future.
Yeah, it's not just lip service.
Okay, so wrapping up, the mayor ends with a call to action. It's about overcoming challenges with mutual respect, focusing on solutions.
Yeah.
And some practical tips. Come to meetings with ideas. Keep your comments brief and kind. Simple things, really.
But they make a difference.
The mayor really emphasizes basic courtesy. It's like, remember, we're all human beings here.
Yeah, a smile goes a long way.
And they reiterate those communication channels, those avenues for reaching out, and their own commitment to honest, humble leadership. It's a call to come together, residents and city government, to make Carmel even stronger.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to note that the turnout at these public meetings has been great.
Oh, yeah. Huge crowds.
It shows people really care. And sometimes when passions run high, things might come out a little less carefully than intended.
It happens.
But at the end of the day, everyone's working towards the same goals, facing those tough challenges together.
And that's a great note to end on, I think. So, to sum up our dive into Mayor Byrne's message, empathy is key. Public servants are dedicated. And respectful collaboration is essential for Carmel's success.
Right. And those early successes, they really highlight what can happen when those elements come together.
Exactly. So here's something to think about as we all go about our day. How might these same principles, understanding each other, working together, assuming good intentions, how might those make a difference in your own community? Food for thought, right?
Absolutely. Something to chew on.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.
See you.